It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday. And man, we got a great weekend lined up, people. We got the Final Four for the men that start tomorrow. We got the ladies' Final Four tonight. And it's a doozy. It's a doozy because you got Caitlin Clark, you know her. You got Paige Becker on the other side of UConn. UConn and Iowa. And then NC State. They're up in this bad boy, and they're playing South Carolina and Dawn Staley's team, which is undefeated, Hannah Pow Pow and Cardosa. So we got a little women's Final Four tonight. Got the men's tomorrow. Alabama and Nate Oates, three-point shooting madmen. They're going to have to hit about 15 three-pointers to stay in this bad boy. Mark Sears is going to have to go buck wild. We're going to be talking a little bit about this. Can anybody beat UConn? Does Alabama have a chance? Purdue, NC State, DJ Horn, DJ Burns, the big boy, gets the seven. The big wide man with like twinkle toe feet. DJ Burns, NC State, dude's like 350. 6'8", 350. But you got also on the other side, Zach Edey. Dude's nasty. 40-point game against Tennessee. He's been destroying everybody in the tournament. Dude shoots free throws left and right. Braden Smith, good little point guard. We're going to break down these Final Four games. I'm pretty excited about jumping into these bad boys. We also still have to talk about Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills sending him to the Houston Texans. They also sent a fifth-round pick next year for a second-round pick in 2025. Now, this is the craziest thing in the world because either the Buffalo Bills... Like, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, think about the production that Diggs gets. Now, Diggs, is he that big of a pain in the you-know-what that the Buffalo Bills get rid of him and send him to the Texans? And I understand why the Texans taking him. Texans, you get him, put in with C.J. Stroud, that team, that division. Dude, they're saying, hey, I don't know if you know this, they're saying the AFC South is mine. Shut up, Jacksonville. Sit down, Indianapolis. Tennessee, I don't even want to talk to you. They're trying to take that junt. And bringing Diggs in, especially on a year where it will be a contract year. My man is going to go out there and try to get his numbers, put out his best production. He's going to do his thing. But it don't make sense for Buffalo unless they realize he was at some of them P. Diddy parties and them freakout parties. And they're like, yo, we better get rid of Diggs on the front end. Because, man, he's going down. Texans have no idea. They're down in Houston. They're not at freak-out parties. I'm telling you.
I don't think they is, man.
I can see Diggs up in the house hanging with P. Diddy doing a little partying.
Nah, I don't think he doing it,
sir. Why would the Buffalo Bills get rid of Diggs for nothing, for a second-round pick next year? You get rid of Stephon Diggs for a second-round pick next year. I'm telling you. The only thing for logically for me, and again, this is reckless speculation. They must have known that dude's always at the freakout parties with Diddy.
Nah, bro, he ain't doing it, bro. I don't think he's doing it, bro.
Yo, man, this is just me putting my Columbo hat on or whatever.
Yeah, that's
like,
why.
I'm like Perry Mason up in this joint. I'm figuring it out. Oh, Buffalo Bills got rid of him because
he's
at all the P. Diddy parties.
Yo.
The feds are coming to get him.
Bro, they busting down those for P. Diddy, bro.
Yeah, Diddy's in a little trouble.
Bro, they busting down those for that man.
It's not Diddy. It's he did it.
Yeah.
Or it's now DJ Diddle. We have got to get into a little bit. Yeah, but anyway, congratulations to Houston, because I will say, if he was not partying at P. Diddy's party and he's not going to be in trouble, then, boy, Buffalo must really not like Diggs. And I know he's going to demand the ball. But you're going to look at what that Houston Texans team, which was awesome last year. C.J. Stroud came out and balled.
Yeah.
Made the whole Carolina organization look stupid.
He did.
Like, oh, yeah, let's take Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. They also, I don't know if you know this, do you know that they went out and got a running back named Joe Mixon? Now, Joe Mixon is also a terrible person. Let's just be real. Joe Mixon has beaten up girls in dead gum fast food joints. Joe Mixon's sister's boyfriend shot at kids for running around in their yard. I mean, like, you know, Joe Mixon ain't the greatest guy, but damn, he can tote the rock. And yeah, you put Diggs with big old Nico Collins. Tank Dell, who was injured before he got injured last year, he was their best damn wide receiver. And damn, Nico Collins came on like a madman. That man out of Michigan, I guess because they didn't throw the ball enough to him, but he is a big target, about 6'4", 220. Dalton Schultz is also their tight end. The Texans have been putting in that work. And I feel like the damn Buffalo Bills just put the cherry on the top. I mean, and we also forget, their defense is pretty nasty now. They fix up that secondary, and you get, man. Man, I'm telling you right now, I'm impressed with what the Texans have done. So, I have to say, Buffalo Bills, their window is wide open, but I don't know what they're going to do now. I can tell you one thing I know they're going to do. In the draft, which, by the way, 3 weeks from yesterday, they're going to go get them a wide receiver. Who knows? Maybe they try to move up in the draft and get a Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison. They got to go out and get somebody, damn. Because that's a lot of touches that they just got rid of. But that is our little NFL news update. We've got basketball to break through. We had baseball. Some pretty interesting things going on in baseball, but I don't know if you know this, man. It's kind of hard to talk baseball right now.
Yeah. Why you say that, John? First, why you say that?
I say I'm a baseball fan. I don't want people to turn the dial. We got games starting today at 12 o'clock, so we're going to be betting on them. We got the Blue Jays. We got the Yankees.
Ooh.
You got Marcus Stroman. You know the Stroman's pitching for you know who, don't you?
The Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the little man. You know how little Marcus Stroman is?
How low is he?
Dude, I think he's like he's like 5'9", maybe, man. But that dude goes out there and throws gas.
Right, he do. He do.
And Yankees are playing the Blue Jays. Blue Jays got great bats. You got Bichette. You got Vlad Guerrero Jr. So Soto at home with the short porch. It's going to be a fun game at 12 o'clock, but I can't really talk a whole lot of baseball because I don't want you to turn the dial. Because we're going to break down a lot of Final Four here. I'm going to get your opinion in a minute, Johnny.
Okay.
But the Tigers are making news.
Yes, they are.
So yesterday, it's all about PJ Haggerty. Today, it's about Dane Danger.
Yeah.
Dane Danger.
Danger.
Danger. So we just call him Danger?
I think Danger's cool. That's a cool
name. I mean, it's kind of a cool name. What's your name, Danger? Oh, damn. You know what? Girls would be like, ooh, he's mysterious. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Danger. You're kind of a big fella, Danger.
Yo, that's Hey, I like it, Judge.
Danger. So, Danger is Dane Danger is coming to Mal Memphis. So, Penny's had a few good days back to back.
Yeah, man. He ain't playing in this portal, man. He's
now,
not.
Now, we got out. Now, the question is, with Bronny taking his name out of the portal and entering the draft, I'm sure you heard this.
Yeah.
Is that another second round pick that can't go to David Jones, kind of forcing David Jones to come back to Memphis, maybe just giving a little bit of help?
I for sure can see David Jones coming back to Memphis.
I can see David Jones back to Memphis, man.
That'd be really solid. That'd be really solid coming back.
PJ Haggerty, Danger. David Jones?
That's solid. That's real solid, man.
Come on back, Mr. David Jones. Get out of here. Come on back, man.
Yo.
Oh, I want you to come back, homie.
He'll be nice, especially with this team coming back, Ooh. Bro. This team will really be good, man.
Well, that's great news for Penny and the Tigers. They needed some good news, and they're getting it, and looks like he's out there trying to put this team together a little bit early. The whole Carl Sharon fight and stuff, I told you earlier, I don't know if you heard me talking about it, I was like, so?
Yeah.
Like, people were like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I was like, who cares, bro? Did you see him last year? Like, what did he do yeah. that you were like, damn, I gotta have that guy back?
Yeah, man, no.
Oh, and some people were trying to tell me, oh, it's about continuity. Bro, you looked at what, like, sports are today? No. Bring ballers in, ballers leave. Bring new ballers in, gel as a team, go on a damn run. Everybody can be Dan Hurley.
Facts.
And run a UConn program like the way that they've been running.
Facts. And like you said, it's sports, man. The turnaround is always crazy in a way. So it's sports.
So congratulations, Penny. Congratulations, Tiger fans. I know I feel a whole lot better. But now me and you are going to talk a little bit about the Final Four. Is it a foregone dead gum conclusion that it's going to be Purdue and UConn? Possibly. Possibly.
Man, John, as much as I don't want it to be that, it's going to be that, John. It's going to be that, man. It's just the talent for UConn right now and Purdue. It's a gap to me. And I just see UConn and Purdue just winning it, man. And that's what we're going to get.
I think you could be right. I'm going to give you some reasons how the other teams possibly could pull this bad boy off.
Give it
off.
To me, John, because I need Alabama to win, man.
But I'm going to tell you a little something scary about UConn real quick.
Okay.
This is freaking scary. So I went back to look at this to make sure I wasn't smoking crack.
Okay.
And I mean, I haven't been smoking crack, but do you know, like there's certain things when you're a little hazy on your memory and you're like, bro.
You want to make sure. You want to make sure.
Didn't they win every game last year by double digits? Is that correct? So I went back to check. You go back to the NCAA tournament since 2023 to now. They beat the 13 seed Iona by 24. They beat the 5 seed St. Mary's. This is last year by 15. Then they dropped the 8 seed Arkansas by 23. They beat Gonzaga by 28. They beat Miami by 13. And then they won the Natty by beating San Diego State by 17. Yes, you heard that correct. They won every game by 13 or more points, three of them in the 20s. This year, they're even better. They beat Stetson by 39. Yeah. Northwestern by 17, San Diego State by 30, and they beat Illinois by 25, and they called the dogs off with 10 minutes left to go almost when they went on a 30-0 run. Man. They've led every single game in this year's tournament by 30 points.
Man.
Like, damn.
Bruh, the talent on that team is very crazy, man. And it's just like, man, how you said, like, they even held the dogs back, bro. And they still winning like that.
Still winning like it's nothing. And man. then I look around and I start thinking about this Alabama team and, like, how can Alabama beat them? Well, one, Mark Sears is going to have to go the freak off.
Yeah, he is, for sure, for sure.
And this guy is capable of doing it. You see his mom in the stands with her little basketball purse shooting the free throws with him.
It's beautiful.
Love her. It's beautiful. He has range from anywhere. He'll pull it up from anywhere. And you know Nate Oates' style. It is twos at the rack or it's threes.
Yeah.
They don't shoot mid-range. They don't believe in the mid-range game.
They don't.
That's not how they play. If Sears can get hot from outside and get to the free throw line, that's the important thing. Alabama's going to have to win this game by knocking down, I think, 15 threes.
They got to let it loose, man. I remember Brett and Brian, we were all talking about it. Like, just let it loose, man. You got to let it loose from three, man. You got to, man.
In three of their four games, they've had at least 11 threes in three of their four games. They're shooting 41.4% from the three-point line. You know, they made 16 against Clemson. So they got to have that type of performance.
They got
Pringle down low is going to have to be awesome. They might also have to go really small against this UConn team because, again, you got Klingon down there who's a shot-blocking machine. So if you can get him in foul trouble, if you can get to the rack, Like, that's what's going to be just so important. But if they go small and you put in Weitzel and Grant Nelson at the center position, that would kind of possibly force Klingon out because they can both hit three-pointers. That means you have five guys on the floor who can hit threes and run up and down the court. Now, will Klingon be down there? Like, it could put Grant Nelson in some serious foul trouble because he's going to have to defend Klingon. But I think that is a strategy that Nate Oates is going to have to try, is to go small, speed up that pace at a crazy percentage, and spread that floor and let Mark Sears dribble, penetrate, get to the foul line, or kick it out to those bigs who can knock down the damn three.
Yeah.
The one thing that scares me is Stephon Castle, though. Have you seen what he's done in this tournament?
Tell me about it, John.
Dude, this guy's playing defense on a level that just doesn't even make sense.
Tell me about it.
My man Castle went
out
there.
He's a harasser on defense.
Dude, he is so damn good. He shut down Terrence Shannon Jr. like it was nothing.
Ooh.
I mean, think about that. He went out there and absolutely shut him down. Everybody that's gone against this guy, Boo Booey, he shut him down. Terrence Shannon Jr., he shut down. All the main guys that try to score for their team,
he goes after them.
He goes after them in a way that is, I mean, he is a dog. And that's the one thing is, I know they're going to put him on Sears.
Yes. And this
but
goes.
Does the Sears have that speed, though?
I don't know, John.
Man, I don't know. This is going to be such a good, like,
the matchup's going to be good. That's going to be a real interesting matchup. But like you said earlier, this goes back to Sears, too. Like, he has to have a day. He got to have a day, man, for them to go forward, man.
He's got to have at least 20-plus points.
He got to.
You're going to have Nelson and Pringle down low play out of their freaking mind. They're going to have to continue to get offensive rebounds like they have in the tournament. And we've always talked bad about Alabama and their defense. Well, their defense was terrible, especially the last month. When the tournament started, Alabama's defense has been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've seen an offense quite like UConn.
No, UConn. It's just too explosive.
Well,
they just do.
For me, you know what it is? UConn doesn't do one thing that just stands out. And you're like, you can't stop them. You know what they do? Everything.
Yeah.
How you try to defend them, they adjust their offense because they can beat you almost every. I don't know what they do bad.
They really don't do nothing bad. Man, you're really making some good points because you hit the hammer on the nail. They really don't do anything like that just stands out, but they do everything very solid, man. Like
over the course of a 40-minute game, because they just play better than you on every possession.
Yes.
You look up and they're up by 20 or 30 points. But it's not a wow style.
Yeah. And then,
except for some of them clinging blocks, though. Some of them are freaking crazy.
Facts. That's crazy. But yes, everybody touched the ball, man. Like they touched the ball, man. Like I love how they really play, and it just, man, Sears got to have a day, man. I think he at least had, I'd say probably 28 points, man, for them really to have a shot, man.
I think I'm right there with you. And the other thing is, you got to look at, you know, I was talking to the other day, and they were like, man, I really think Alabama has a chance. I mean, it's not like they're unbeatable. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I said they've lost three games. One of them, Klingon left early because of an injury. The other one, Castle, was out. And the one that they really did lose was to Creighton, and that was a true loss. They couldn't hit the broad side of the barn that day, but Creighton was red hot from three and came out and just was scorching. I mean, it was three after three after three. Alabama's going to have to come out there and play that one game that they really, truly lost. And that was the one to Creighton, and that's because Creighton could not miss. And if Alabama can come out there, get a big old lead, bury 15, 16 threes, get to the line a whole lot. If the game's called tight, it's better for Alabama. If this game, if they let them play, I think UConn runs away and covers.
Man, yeah. Man, this is an interesting game, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. But John, I want to see the upset, but I just don't see it happening, man. I just don't see it happening, man. There's just too much talent on that team.
And hell, we haven't even really talked much about Purdue or NC State.
That's going to be a good game too, man.
I mean, and the craziest thing is you got to think about Matt Painter, and you got to think about Coach Keats.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Matt Painter came in. If they lost the first round again this year, Matt Painter's going to, like, could you imagine how bad it was going to be for Matt Painter?
yes.
The guy who can put together a team but can't ever win in the damn tournament.
Yes, that's always been the narrative about him.
So you have Matt Painter, who this run is so important for him. And then you have Coach Keat, who before the ACC tournament started, he was going to be fired.
Yeah.
I want you to think about that. Coach Keat was going to be fired at the end of this year.
Yeah.
I can't say 100%, but everything said that NC State was going to let this guy go.
Yeah, and some prospects even did
North Carolina, then he beats Duke, then he goes on this run, and now they're in the Final Four, and now my man's going to get an extension, and then got to also beat Duke to get to the Final Four. Like right now, I mean, think about where Coach Keach, like the amount of time, is there any other sport where you can go from being fired to being extended in 1 month? No.
No.
It's one thing that's crazy about March Madness. Coach Keith and NC State being here is amazing. It's not just going to be DJ Burns, though. I think DJ Horn's the key to this game. Of course, DJ Burns is going to have to be great on offense. He's going to be great on defense. But they need DJ Horn to harass the Purdue's not the most athletic team that you'll ever see, but they can shoot the three. They run Matt Painter's system. Braden Smith might be small, but he's tough as nails. He always seems to make the right pass and the right decision.
Yeah.
I like this Purdue team. But NC State, this run they've been on, their guard play has been unbelievable. They've been some dogs, and then DJ Burns has been just simply amazing. I just don't know if he can do it against Zach Edey. But we got so much basketball to talk. We got Jay Hamm, who's coming up here on the other side. We're going to talk a little NBA. We're going to talk about some Tigers, and we are definitely going to talk about the Final Four. Don't forget, we got T-Money and Uncle Brasky, the best two degenerates on planet Earth, at 12:30 today. They're going to give their picks. They've been hot. So we used to fade them, like, because they were terrible last year. These dudes are now killing it, man. I guess they're taking it serious or something. I don't know what's going on. Or they do say that the sun does, every once in a while shine on a dog's ass, even though every once in a while. You've ever heard that saying, something like that?
I haven't, John, but
something like that. I think, how's it go? Hit me up at 901-360-8255. Even the sun sometimes, I don't know. Y'all text and tell it to me because I can't remember, but it's something about a dog, his ass in the sun, I think. I do know we're talking sports on the other side. Happy Friday. This is Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody, man. Good news is abound. We've had all kinds of good stuff going on, man. P.J. Haggard is coming to Memphis. We got now Dane Danger. He's coming to Memphis. Man, David Jones, hopefully he's going to come back. Keep your fingers crossed. Say a little prayer. You also have the Final Four this weekend, man. Saturday is going to be bumping. Can anybody stop UConn and Purdue right now? I'm not sure. We got the girls on tonight, Caitlin Clark, Paige Becker, UConn, Iowa. On the other side, you got NC State trying to continue their role like their boys. They're going up against the unstoppable Hannah Pow and Cardosa and Dawn Staley, South Carolina Gamecocks. So we got all kinds of action, and there's baseball, and hell, I can't even get to it. What's up, man? We got the historian in the house. What's up, Jay Hamm?
It's WrestleMania weekend, too, man.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, yeah. It is, John. That it is.
It's WrestleMania Holy weekend. Cow, where do they fit what, that John in?
This is what you got Pat McAfee on the TV right here.
They cover, is that Triple H?
Yeah. You know Pat's like one of the – he's an announcer now on SmackDown.
Yeah, he said that he couldn't wrestle anymore because he couldn't pass a drug test.
And that's fine. That's fine. Well, I mean, no.
It's true.
Well, it depends on what type of drugs that we got over there, because they're 420 friendly in WWE now.
Oh, damn.
Well, they're not 420 friendly, but you can just pay the little fine. that they do. That's what Randy Orton's been doing for years.
Yeah, just pay the
just
fine.
Just pay the fine and just keep
Jeff
fucking.
Jeff Hardy did the same thing.
Jeff Hardy did the same thing, but Jeff Hardy was also on Stronger Stuff.
He was.
He was on dabs instead of just the stick.
The other hard recreational stuff.
The hard stuff.
The yayo?
Yeah, a little of that. The pills and the other stuff. And Jeff Hardy's got a real wild history, but he's still solid.
Is he still wrestling?
Yeah.
Damn, man. WrestleMania is going on. Final Four. MLB baseball. Oh, and let's not forget. I can't believe I forgot. NBA's closing out. They're getting ready for the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, hell, we got playoffs actually going on for those final spots and who's going to play what and six seed and everything.
I think the Western Conference play-in, they can actually probably outdraw the game that we saw Monday night with the Elite Eight over in, where were they at, in Albany? With Iowa and LSU, they drew 12.3 million.
Dude, I still couldn't believe that was a big number.
But just by the fact that we're talking the Lakers, the Warriors, the Suns, all
right now, the craziest thing is the Lakers are playing as good as anybody in basketball right now.
I mean, naturally,
and they're sitting there at that 9 spot. Right now, it'd be LA and Golden State playing game in LA, and then you'd have the Pelicans and the Kings.
Damn. Right, because Phoenix moved up.
They moved up. Or, hell, man, doesn't matter. Phoenix, Pelicans. They'd be right back there with the quickness. Now, the Rockets, by the way, boy, man, they I thought they were going to end up making the playoffs this year. They've fallen apart lately, lost three straight.
Young.
They are young. Ime Udoka didn't seem too happy.
Young, and then they're missing the big man. He's been out for a minute. And it's just trials of the NBA with a young team. Mm-hmm. You know, we went through that the first year that we had the core group down in the bubble. It was like, oh, it just fell apart.
Because
I was one of those that believed that season didn't shut down, they don't go to the bubble, they make playoffs that year. Possibly.
I think so, too. I also don't think that it counts because I don't give LA that championship.
That's because you're just a hero. You know, but, I mean, to eat a...
I don't know who really won. It was played in front of cardboard. Could have been played on the moon for all I know.
That's what made it fun in some sense, because it was like ain't nobody else doing. Nobody was sitting at home watching these dudes.
Everybody was watching.
Have an open pickup.
It's just LA.
It was an open pickup.
I mean, it's like anything goes, or just a real closeted AAU nationals where nobody was really invited to it at all. Nobody even knew, but except the teams. That was pretty much what it was like. But that's the fun part about it. Is like. All of basketball in general grew this year. Men's side, women's side, all of it. It's just college. We watching the evolution where we're seeing on the women's side, we're seeing them grow due to the NIL. There's a lot more comfort. You're seeing a lot more stars come out and showcase themselves as stars, i.e. Angel Reese.
It's not just that. That's what I was going to say. Is like this is the first year, and I'm going to be honest, and it's just the way it is. This is the first year I've been able to name more than one player. I mean, Angel Reese. I can name Haley Von Lith.
You had interest.
I mean, I can name players on Don Staley's team, you know, South Carolina, Ole Miss's team. I mean, I can go through it. I mean, it's been – I mean, I was gambling on games. I went on a stretch where I went on a three-week heater in women's basketball. Man, I was up Saturday morning. I was up on Sunday morning watching the girls – the girls' game day show.
Also, it helps that
I was making some money to all them women, man.
It helps that they get network television coverage on they Sunday do. Afternoon.
That helps. That helps a lot.
Because there's nothing else on.
WNBA is getting there too. So they kind of really help. They're putting them in the spots to where Americans
they can get coverage.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you think just that American the... Going, okay, no, know? This is the thing. I've still never watched a WNBA game. I've been watching the hell out of it.
You're going to watch one next year, probably.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that the heat that's coming from college basketball, do you think it's going to extend into the WNBA?
It's already been going there. Here's the thing. We looking at, and Caitlin is, like, I saw Dawn Staley say this. She's one of the greats of her time. Mm. And that's just what it is. But it's like, she also mentioned this. Just a decade ago, we can't shut down what Breonna Stewart was at UConn.
Yeah, she would dominate.
4 years. She
also played with two other Christian WNBA players. And she did. Won four titles, and I'll give it to her. But, like, right. Hey, there's not even a top 100 player on Iowa's roster other than Caitlin Clark.
Talk that talk, John. That's real.
That's what I'm saying. But it's also, this is also what I speak to about Caitlin in that sense. And I'm not one for like the comic book element unless I can show you the comic book element. It's there with Caitlin. 32 points, 7 boards, 9 assists. This is nightly.
Oh, right now she's pumped it up to now she's averaging 32 and 10.
What I'm saying, but this is nightly. 32 on the collegiate level, especially D1, men or women. I don't care where
it is. To go with 10 dimes and 7 boards?
That's impressive. And she's shooting the rock from 28 feet out.
And by the way, she gets that gun out of her hand so fast, it ain't even funny.
And as we
like, if you saw Haley Bond Lith, like, you're like, you get up on her. And
Haley couldn't do nothing about that.
She couldn't do nothing. You get up on her, and then you throw a double at her. She's dropping some amazing passes.
If they
you give her 6 inches,
her, she was going to give Flaje hell too.
Hey, John,
Flaje would have done a better job. Flaje would have did better just. She still would have ended up with 30 plus though.
Yeah, Flaje did. I feel like Flaje did a little better job than Haley because Flaje was just longer.
Longer, more athletic. Yeah, probably a little stronger in general, but. In the same token, a score is a score.
Man, they couldn't do nothing with
Kaylin
her. Caitlin
does not give up her dribble.
She don't. She don't.
She's not. She is not going to sacrifice her dribble. She's going to stick with it. She's like Luka.
She's sleek ease.
Like people call her Steph. You're right. She's more like Luka. She just ain't fat.
Yeah.
She's not, you know, at the pub. You know, true like that. Well, she could be
Luka,
at Iowa.
I bet you $1 million Luka spends more time at frat parties than she does.
Hey, as long as
we heard about Luka in these streets.
Why are we speaking on that in the state of Iowa, as long as it's not like Larry Eustacia was about 20 years ago at the frat party after a road game.
After a road
drinking
game.
Drinking natural ice. What you doing, dude? I think he went to Southern Miss after that. We ain't seen Larry since. But great coach, nevertheless. But it's just one of those, man, where the interest has been galvanized. I can't really – it's more than one factor that's got it spiked, though. And I can't really just figure out exactly – it's not one. It's a combination of things that spiked the interest in this. And it's cool. It's kind of like all of it coming together at once, whether you're gambling on the parlays, whether you like to just see some new faces, whatever the case may be. Because in the same tone, the WNBA has been better as well.
Yeah.
It's been a lot more interesting.
With Asia Wilson.
All right, so yeah. I got to ask you the truth. Man, when is the WNBA?
They're starting about in the next month or two, May, June.
So it's getting ready to kick
off. Yeah, they run pretty
much. So do they have, like, this is my question. Is there going to be a draft and then Caitlin Clark playing in this?
April 15th.
So right after the tournament,
right after
the draft is coming up.
Yeah, they come
with
the draft.
So their draft is right there around, like, because we got, 3 weeks before the NFL draft.
Right.
All right, so the WNBA is going to have their draft, and then their season is going to start. So Caitlin Clark will be playing in the NBA WNBA this year.
Right. Now, you know the fun part about the WNBA?
Well, that makes
also
sense, actually.
Yeah.
Some of the first-round picks, they might not even make the team.
That's the thing. That's I didn't know that part. Happened, but I read about
There's
it
no
last
guarantee.
Year. Some of them don't even make it.
It's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be restructured about how the business is done there.
Yeah, because they're not going to – the thing is also, I feel that hurts them. They got the – they're not like the men's. The men, they can instantly declare for the draft. Like Juju Watkins, right. If Juju could declare and all them other great players can declare –
it's going to spike.
Yes, it will go up, but how
wait,
they –
do they have to wait 3 years?
They got
to
wait 3 years.
But
so that's hurt. That hurt their
like
brand.
Baseball.
Yeah.
So – an interview from last year where Angel and Flaje were on the Breakfast Club. And Flaje was saying then, the WNBA got to really get their weight up. Because what we're doing now, we chartered flights. They don't charter flights in the WNBA. They fly commercial.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? But
they like, fly with
it's
us.
It's first class everything we'll be doing here. She's a five-star program just nationally in LSU athletics.
Man, I'm short and I don't have enough knee room, man. I hope they at
you
least
see what
first
I'm saying?
Class.
And that's been the complaint for a lot, especially, you know, your Candace Parker, your Asia Wilson, your Brittany Griner, all of those that, you know, are – but a lot of those ladies in the league are about 6 feet, you know, and up too. So it's just one of those deals, but – it's a lot of work that needs to be done. And people are like, well, they losing money. It's like, you're around for a quarter century. You ain't losing money like that. It's just not going to where it's benefiting them, which is making them go overseas during their off season in the WNBA and they're getting more money. You know, so it's like we got to check, we got to fix the.
Yeah, I was a little shocked when I found out Russia pays more than the United States their WNBA.
That's true.
I said, what?
The Taurasi got like $3 million not to play in the WNBA one season from her Russian team.
That is just blows my mind.
Hey, I would have took that.
Yeah, she didn't play that. Either. She didn't play that year.
Like, I didn't even know they paid Russians play like over there.
I didn't know that either, John. I didn't know that.
Don't go over there with a vape pen.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, yeah. Dude, can I just tell you something? I ain't going to Russia, bro.
I don't want
to
go, period.
I ain't taking my cookies, man.
They ain't taking none, ain't it, John?
I don't want to know Ivan Drago.
You can't even smoke weed in Russia. Like, that's crazy.
None of them.
Like, how did Stallone do Rocky and get ready to fight Drago?
Because he was isolated in Siberia somewhere.
Oh, you ain't going up there now.
And he went with nobody but Duke and Pauly.
That's right. That's true. But you know Pauly was copping.
Yeah, Pauly had to, John.
You know was copping.
You know he had to, John.
Green, white, yeah. Uppers, downers. You know it, man. Pauly was copping. Polly's lucky he came back from Russia in Rocky IV.
He almost did.
But anyway, we are actually going to take a quick time out. We got to break down the Final Four on the other side. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I did want to remind you something very, very important. I'm going to be giving away some Wingfest tickets. Jay Ham, you are going to the World Wingfest with me, aren't you?
I got your tickets. I still ain't signed up, but I need to go, though. I need to go.
No, I mean, don't you worry. I got you all taken care of.
Oh, okay. That's even solid. I ain't got to do the work.
Then I got you. But everybody out there, all I need you to do is go to worldwingfest.com. Why? Because you can buy your tickets right there. If you want to enter, there's $10,000 in cash prizes. If you have a wing team, you can set that bad boy, that 10 up. You can rock. We got about 60 teams right now. It's going to be amazing. It's the 22nd annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. There's going to be two stages. We've got music. There's a wing eating contest. There is so much going on. It's going to be so fun. It's April 20th. That's 4/20. I'm sure you're going to smell some good old wings, a little lettuce in the air, drink you a cold beverage. You can get your tickets right now. It's very simple. You go online, click tickets, bing, bang, boom. It'll show you. You can buy as many as you want. You can get all you want. And by the way, again, I had somebody who is not going to be able to make it, so he went ahead and bought me 30 tickets. The general admission tickets online are just $15. You can spend from $15 all the way up to $150 if you want to be hanging with me and all my peeps. You get the VIP ticket, $150. It's fully catered, and it's a fully stocked open bar, and the Tito's will be flowing. It's going to be fun. It's
the Uber driver that day.
Oh, dude, what are you talking about? Yeah, dude. You just
I don't need drink.
Uber down with me, and we'll Uber back, brother.
It works.
That's how we doing it, man. Plus, you don't have to look for parking. That's when I'm rolling down to Wingfest, man, I'm telling you, Uber loves me, I love Uber.
Because you entertaining the whole way down there, mm-hmm. The whole way back, too, because I know how you get down.
I'm going to get down, and I'm also going to be announcing the winners and stuff on the tent, so we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Also, a big thanks, though, AT Fitness. ATC Fitness, you know, they're open 24 hours. They're an awesome fitness center. Get your workout on. They're a very, very big sponsor. They made a huge donation, and the donation goes to the Ronald McDonald House. All the proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House. When you buy your tickets, you're helping out families who really do need that help because their children are going to St. Jude. St. Jude's one of the greatest hospitals in the world. They don't charge anything. They fight children's cancer, but think about it. These kids are from all over the world, and when families come over here, these kids need to be around the people that love them. And the Ronald McDonald House allows their families to come here and stay, not pay a dollar, and be around that child that needs them so very much. It's an amazing organization. Go to worldwingfest.com, purchase your tickets, and help out the Ronald McDonald House. It's going to be a great day at River Garden Park on 4/20. We're back in two shakes. We're breaking down the Final Four with Jay Ham, the historian, on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
get nuts! Come on, let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody, man. It's a big Friday. We got the wrestling. The WWE WrestleMania is going down this weekend.
Two-night extravaganza, Saturday and Sunday. Remember, WrestleMania used to be 3 hours, 4 hours on Sunday. Then they went to like 8 hours a few years ago. It's like you needed a lunch break.
Bro, I saw
that. 15s and an hour lunch break.
That's too long.
It's too long, man.
The last one I think I saw was when Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant went at it.
That was over 35 years ago, John.
Well,
solid work.
Yes.
That was WrestleMania 3. We're at 40 now.
I've missed a few of them, okay? But, man, it was awesome. Hogan.
Oh,
the Giant.
The spectacle is always that. You know, with Mania. That dude, you cannot watch wrestling all year. And that time comes around. WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, you're like, oh, yeah, let's watch. I'm cool with that.
Dang, man. I'm kind of cool with that. Sorry, my thing popped up. I forgot. Oh, yeah. We got it. Not only do we have WrestleMania.
We got championship college basketball.
We got college basketball championship. We got the women's tonight, but the men tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you right now, is anybody going to be able to stop UConn and Purdue, NC State? If they're going to drop Purdue, how the heck do they do it?
Who's going to drop Purdue?
Nobody. Is that what you're saying?
No. Who's going to drop UConn?
Yeah, UConn. Well, I'm talking about just to get to the game because I know UConn. I spent what 10 minutes this morning talking about how difficult it's going to be for Alabama to stop them boys.
But the thing of it with Alabama is that you have a football school who is the highest scoring basketball team in the nation. They average 90 a game.
That is pretty interesting.
They get buckets. They got about 4 left-handed dudes, and all of them can hoop. You know, so the contrast in styles there because UConn got a bunch of pros. Starting and on the bench. Dan's got about a good 6 to 8 pros.
Yeah, Dan's team runs everything well.
Everything.
And they can beat you in like a million different ways.
They compete at a desperation level. And they don't really win close games.
They're
going to beat you, they're going to beat the hell out of you. You know, that's just what it is. And, you know, this time of year, you got that cachet of being able to, you know how to do it. You ought to do it, you know?
The one game, though, I really consider an actual loss. You know, they lost 3 games this year. One of them, Klingon, left very early and didn't play, and they lost. The other one, Castle, wasn't able to play in that game, and they lost. The one that they really lost when they were full strength was Creighton.
Creighton
came out, and they just were burying threes left and right. They couldn't miss.
Right.
Alabama needs, I think they need 16 threes to stay in this game, and they need to make at least 23 free throws because Nate Oates does not believe in the mid-range. It's either at the bucket or the foul line, right, or it's a three-pointer.
Or we're shooting three. And that's the one I'm really looking forward to, though, because I'm thinking it's going to be about 80, 85 score around in that area somewhere. Where the over-under will be about 155, 160.
I think it's now 160.
Like yeah. I'm thinking that's what they're going to be about anyway. And I'm thinking NC State going to give Purdue a better game than what people probably anticipate.
160. 160 and a half is the total. Go. And then the other one is 146. That's where that 6 came from.
Especially with that NC State team, though, because they start four graduate students and a junior. Everybody on their team can buy beer.
I dig that.
Grown men. Grown men playing this time of year. There's no freshmen like that. No group. That Duke team, that was the youngest team in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, and NC State in the second half rolled those little young guards.
Well, I mean,
and
one team started making shots, the other one couldn't make shots. Duke was just broke. They were broke the whole weekend because they only scored 54.
Dude, if Shed did not hurt his ankle, Duke ain't playing in that game.
Hey, but it happens.
It does. It did happen.
It's an unfortunate part of,
I felt so bad for Kelvin Sampson. And the
but even still, he got all them other grown men. They supposed to got that one.
Yeah.
Home state. John Shire said in the post game, it's no shame in that. Like, my team last year, I started 4 freshmen and a junior. We young again this year. So it's like, we've been battling fifth-year seniors, graduate students, you know, all let all year. Yeah, of course his team's going to look soft. They're not grown, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. But, of course, that comes from just him being the head coach at Duke and the narratives that come with that. But back on the Final Four squads, I think that the two schools with the seven-footers just got too much, you know. And the school who won a championship last year with the seven-footer, their perimeter guys, if they get in that matchup Monday night against Purdue, they're going to eat. That's where the championship would be won at. Connecticut will win with their guards.
Man, I'm telling you, this one's tough. I mean, this is just tough to not take UConn and lay the 11.5 for me.
Now, the 11.5 was a little strong.
It is a high one, but this is, and again, it's Alabama. But they can keep you in it, but this is what I went back and looked at, and this is going to blow your mind. Since last year, since the 2023 tournament, since they won it last year all the way to now.
Lost the game by no less than 13.
The closest game they had was Miami last year. It was a 13-point game.
Right.
The rest of them, I mean, we're talking 39, 30, 25, 17, 17, 28, 23, 24, 15, 17, and 13. Damn, son. That is whipping people.
The team that beat in the championship game by 17.
If you've been riding UConn, man, you have got a fat bankroll.
The team they beat in the championship game by 17 last year, they beat them by 30 in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on a 30-0 run in the NBA.
Against the number one, Alabama, number two in Ken Bomb, but Illinois was number one in offense efficiency.
All right, offense, right.
And they were so inefficient, they couldn't 30-0. Score against UConn.
30-0,
dog.
Oh, no.
Darius Janet, that was crazy. Also, the NC State thing. How can the big man, can DJ Burns, who everybody loves, can he literally be the catalyst on offense and also still defend Zach Edey? Can he play both ends of the floor for 35 minutes?
He's going to need help.
Man, I think DR is just too thin. And does anybody know if Ramadan is over by any chance? Because him not being able to eat during those games, it's just the way it is. He's fasting. It's part of his religion. And that's just, those are facts. You could tell a few of the players in the tournament, my man from Marquette, who was also fasting.
Ramadan's still going on. It don't end until the 9th.
Oh, so he will be fasting again. Okay. Man, it's a tough load.
And even if they were to win tomorrow, he had to fast again on Monday. Mm-hmm. So it's just going through that process. It's only one cat to really kill it during Ramadan. That's Kyrie. Kyrie will go get you 40 during Ramadan.
Hey, he be dunking. He dunking now.
Yeah, he's a different cat, though.
He's way different, you know. But
like on every level.
Right. But that's, you see what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
that speaks to the challenge, though. You know, you don't have anything in your body. And going through that. And then you can imagine all the excitement, adrenaline, and all that that's coming with that. And you ain't got no fuel. You're just rolling. It's tough, man. And then when sundown end while you're in game, okay, now you can get a banana or some crackers or something real quick. Nah, man, you ain't going to give me a burger.
Nah, you can't eat that.
Which, of course, you can't do that. That ain't going to work. But it's just one of them. You're going to get a grilled chicken sandwich or something, man. But that's a tough call, though, man, especially. You know, just shout out to those people that have to go, you know, that have to make that sacrifice to do that. You know, and still compete, still carry on.
Mm-mm-mm.
Tough stuff, man.
It is tough stuff. Kyrie's a riddle wrapped inside of an enigma who you just can't understand what he's going to do or what's going to happen or what he's saying. But damn it, it still somehow works for him. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but it's working for him. Oh, man. All right, so give me your predictions. Who are we talking about on Monday?
Monday night, we see the first back-to-back champion since 2006-2007.
And they're playing who? The Gators, are they playing the Purdue?
They're playing Purdue. Shout out to Matt Painter. Hell of a job with the development and the staff. You know, for the hell of a job.
Two coaches that needed to make a deep run. Think about it. Keith was going to be fired if he didn't win the ACC tournament and make this run. He was going to be fired at the end of the year. NC State's coach, and now Matt Painter, who was couldn't get here.
And I wasn't gonna like them firing Matt Painter if that would have been the case. That wasn't gonna be cool.
No, but man, both of these guys right now are, you know, on top of the world.
And shout out to Matt Painter for overcoming that, doing what Tony Bennett did a couple years ago, overcoming that one to 16.
Yeah, that's a painful loss.
He's making it back to the Final Four at least.
That's true.
So, Tony and his crew cut the Nets down that Monday night in a classic title game against Texas Tech. I might go home and watch that one. That was a good game. I still got that one.
He is the historian. Where can they find you?
YouTube.com/@94feet of life. We did the Final Four preview this week. We all dropped our predictions on the men and the women's side. And we talked a little bit about the closing notice with the NBA, 2-week notice. And so it was pretty much 2 weeks left on the regular season, the whole deal. We'll be back for a playoff show. Course, right around that time, playing in. We might have a watch along on playing at night,
Josh. Dude, that's always fun.
You ain't even got to come to the studio. You do that from the house.
I can do that from the crib. I'm down. I'm down, man. I hope y'all are down. Whatever you do, don't touch that out. We got hardwood because it feels so good. We're talking a little Final Four. All kinds of crazy stuff coming up because we have T Money and Uncle Brasky at 12:30. And you know money is awesome.
T Money, my guy.
We're back in Touche Sports 56.98.5 FM.